Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ooh, the things we did for sex as young men.
Oh, yeah.
Money we spent it. Time we wasted it.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity, we had none.
Yes.
I mean, you and I, we were bending over backwards for any chance at sex in our 20s,
yeah.
Teens. But mm-hmm. Then we grow up, Tommy.
Yeah.
And we see what's really important, and we don't do foolish things anymore.
Absolutely not.
That's a lie. But it's a lie, it seems, Tommy, men of a certain age want to believe. Because when you start hearing what middle-aged men had to say versus what they may actually do, you realize that every man is as pathetic at 40, 50, 60 years old as we were from 18 to 25. You hang it out in the break room, it's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So one of our listeners shared a Facebook post from a man who was celebrating locking down his lady. He's engaged.
Oh, nice.
And the thing is long, but it essentially tells the story of how he and his fiance got together for the first time. And I will be as brief as I can. I don't want to read the whole thing. It would take us the rest of the show. But he talks about how he was 22 years old. He was going to school in Buffalo. And this girl that he always had a crush on from high school was going to school in Albany. And one night, she had put on social media that she didn't have a ride home from work. So this kid offered to drive from Buffalo to Albany.
So what is that, 5 hours?
4.5, 5 hours.
Yeah.
To give her a ride
and
home
tolls.
From work. Yes. And, I mean, gas tolls. Yeah. Right?
I mean, just the time.
Man. Hoping for a chance to spend the night. And it worked.
Damn.
It worked. If it didn't, it would have been even more money.
Yeah. Well, you got to go back. You're not living in Albany. Yeah. But
you're getting you some throughway coochie.
Now he goes. He goes on to talk about how for every weekend for the rest of his college career,
he did this.
He would drive from Buffalo to Albany to spend time with
this
girl.
That must have been some magic stuff downstairs.
They're engaged now. Maybe it was more than the coochie.
Bro, but coochie come first.
Put that on a t-shirt.
No,
coochie
don't.
Come first.
Sell
don't
it in the rock
that.
Shop. So, long story short, he goes throughout the relationship, and now they're engaged, and he does say at the end how funny it is that he just wanted to spend time with her, and he put that in quotes, so it makes it sound like, get laid, and it ends up being in a relationship. Now, here's the thing. You think back to your 20s. You know, having this conversation now, it sounds insane.
I get back to my 40s. Okay. Go ahead.
Like, Kimmy, it's not all that crazy. Maybe you can't understand either. For a man.
No, because I was going to say, like, if I'm this girl, I guess if this was somebody that I liked, like, I would I'd find it flattering. If it wasn't, I'd be creeped out that somebody was willing to do this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it. But it's pretty standard for a 20-year-old to do something like this to get laid. What's strange is, in this post underneath it that was shared with us, older dudes started lighting the kid up. For example, I will read you some quotes. You ready? In your 20s, you're dumb enough to waste time and money on women. When you get older, you'll realize that if a woman doesn't want to sacrifice for you, she's not worth your time. Another man writes, I'm single and 45. I wouldn't drive 40 minutes, let alone 4 hours for sex. You're pathetic. Should be ashamed of yourself.
That's a guy that eats every night on a TV tray.
Oh, he's not done.
Yeah.
Beta male being led around by his pigtails. By the way, this is a really sweet post. He's talking about these guys just coming.
That's a guy on a Saturday night wears pajama bottoms starting around noon. He ain't leaving the house, man.
Older guys would totally drive longer for sex than younger
Older
guys would.
Older guys
right?
lie so much, man.
Okay.
What they would give up to get some trim. Are you kidding me?
And I'm talking to you single older guys, because like cheating on your spouse complicates
the situation.
Now,
we're talking single guy.
Yeah.
Single 40, guy in the dating world.
Yeah.
40, 50, 60 years old. And what you'd be willing to do for sex. And I feel like, Tommy, there's a ton of reasons why older guy would be way more apt to do something desperate than younger guy
right,
would.
But they never want to admit it.
Well, like, let's talk about first simple numbers. Everyone is single in your teens and 20s. You can swing a dead cat on Monroe Ave. Can't swing a dead cat on
You're
Monroe
on the
Ave.
Same the game at that point.
Exactly,
the
right?
The pool is large.
Yes.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And if they didn't want to sleep with us, I mean, I'm sorry, women didn't want to sleep with us at that age, but your odds of meeting someone were high.
Yes.
There are less single women in your 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Oh, yeah.
And you're way less social.
Yes.
You're not out every Friday, Saturday night, sometimes during the week.
You got right? it. So yeah. If you want sex, if you want to meet somebody, there's going to be more traveling involved. It's like, Tommy, when bears eat all the food in their habitat, so they have to go to another town.
Yeah.
You're like a horny bear.
Wandering the streets.
Yeah.
Think, yeah, think if you would... I was going to say, think if, you know, because you're maybe not, you're not meeting people in person, you may turn to online dating in which you could date somebody in a different state. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It could be one of those things where you may have to travel for that person that you're interested in.
We got a buddy right now that's doing this semi-distance relationship.
Yeah.
And he's been doing it now for probably 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great relationship, but... They travel. They go back and forth, but they got to travel.
And it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. So then comes the desperation of being someone in your 40s, 50s, and 60s trying to get laid, right? It was nothing to have casual sex in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't need a relationship. Can you say the same thing about your 40s, 50s, and 60s? Do you have numbers of women in your phone that you're pretty sure you could hook up with if you took them out?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
No.
But we all had that when we were in our teens and 20s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't. The bells of the ball.
No.
As Springsteen said, you ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right.
Yes.
And by the way, those women looked at us the same way.
Yeah, of course.
God, he's gross, but whatever.
Yeah, he's here.
And then finally, the means you have as an older man. A 9-hour round trip drive and maybe a hotel room costs half of your net worth in your early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
In your 40s and 50s, 60s, it's a lot easier to swing. And the two of you probably don't have roommates, so you'll be able to sneak around.
Yeah,
and if you have kids, they're probably older.
Yeah,
I would guess. So you're not worried about having somebody watch your little ones for you.
You're having afternoon sex because you don't like driving at night.
Like the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. Why, in this case, are older men so full of crap about what they'd be willing to do?
Because they think it's like they're not studs. They got to always sound like they're studs.
Okay.
And they don't think it's studly to say stuff like that.
All right, but like, can't we all just be honest with each other? Because like, I see what you look like in your Facebook picture.
But they don't see themselves like that.
Okay.
Why do you think I have a brother that goes into powerlifting competitions with an aneurysm in his 70s?
What's the furthest you've traveled for sex?
Well, that's kind of weird because I was on the road.
I don't know if it is, because I bet you we got guys listening to me like, oh, yeah, I did that.
All right, so I was dating a girl in Lexington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And if I knew, like, I had a couple days off with nothing going on, I would drive back to Lexington to do that. But that could be an 8 to 10 hour drive.
You drove 8 to 10 hours for sex.
Go there, hang out for 2 days, and go back to where I had to pick up the tour and keep going.
Okay.
So I would say, I would say round trip. 20 hours.
Okay.
But don't you think like everybody has some experience being in a long distance relationship at some point?
Do they? Maybe. Is that a common thing? 252 WCMF?
Well, maybe if you go to college and then you leave and you go to your town.
I feel like,
Is that what you think college is? You're going and you're leaving and come back to college.
These are those John Hughes movies.
Not everybody's grew up in the same place. So, you could be traveling. But I don't know if that counts quite the same. As you know, meeting somebody for the first time, driving to it.
But women don't understand this.
No, you're right. Women don't travel for sex.
They don't have to. Why would they travel to my dong? They're gonna pass 1,000 dongs they could have. They could just hang their head out the window. Oh.
What?
There's 1 million dongs for chicks.
Oh my God.
Like, I had one vagina in Lexington, Kentucky. That was it.
I had one vagina in Lexington, Kentucky is my favorite Ribs Arkansas.
I had one vagina in Lexington and another in South Carolina. But she passed away one day.
We'll never find out why.
Gator got her.
252.
Gator got her coochie. On the old last Chahoochee.
Gator Gutter Coochie sounds like a town in Florida. Where are you from, Gator Gutter Coochie?
Right next to Sinatra Coochie.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this Facebook post that we shared with us. It's a guy who's celebrating getting engaged to his now fiance. And he talks about how, now, Kimmy, you said, you know, for the first time, it sounds like they had known each other in, like,
okay,
high school.
Okay, but for the first, like, you're doing it for one purpose. Because you didn't have that relationship before.
Yeah. And, and again, it's long. He says in his 20s, he was going to school in Buffalo. She was going to school in Albany. She had posted on social media that she didn't have a ride home from work. He offered to drive from Buffalo to Albany to pick her up. She accepted. So that's 4.5, 5 hours each way.
Yeah, buddy.
He admits that he only did it trying to spend the night with her. They hit it off. He kept traveling back and forth while they were going to school every weekend to see her in Albany, 5 hours each way every single weekend, and it all worked out. They're engaged. But these older guys who, this was shared a whole bunch of times, it's like, oh, these older guys started crushing him for being a bitch for traveling for sex, which is weird because all you 40, 50, and 60-year-olds would do way more desperate stuff.
Think of it. If you were a woman, the amount of money you could get off old dudes.
Well, no, guys who are pretending to be women are getting that money.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Scam their asses.
I mean, that's a very common scam online.
Kimmy, have you ever traveled for sex?
I mean, I've dated people far away. I dated a guy in, like, the Boston area. I've dated a kid from New Jersey. So for like a couple of years, like I was in two long distance relationships. So that was just a basic, like, hey, if we want to see each other, somebody's going to have to travel.
All right, but that's relationship. Have you ever traveled for a booty call?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Kimmy's different. Please.
And I was actually thinking
booty
like.
Booty plate?
I don't know if I know anybody who has. I know a friend
any
that
woman.
Maybe she traveled to maybe Buffalo to meet somebody. That's the farthest I know anybody has gone.
I went to Cleveland for a booty call. Wasn't even a relationship.
Yeah, I mean,
how did you meet the person?
Well, I had done shows in Cleveland.
Okay.
So I was like 19.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I had gotten her number that way, and we would like kind of see each other when I was going through town, and she was like, oh.
But that anticipation, like driving with your pre-boner, was like one of the most unique experiences.
What?
Like you got a quarter to a half rail.
That's a
there.
Long time.
Just thinking about it, man.
Kimmy,
just,
you got a half
it's
a
the
tank,
fantasy.
You got a half a boner and only a quarter tank of gas.
Yeah. His went on wheel. Boner love. Yeah, man, that anticipation ride was so much fun.
No, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Here's
did it
sucked.
Make the trip go faster or
absolutely.
Slower?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. If you're driving with a half a boner or even a quarter boner, yeah, the time just flies. It's like books on those audio books you would listen to. Wow, that was 3 hours? Wow. So interesting.
But I would almost think you're disappointed in the end because you've built it up so much over those, you know, 3-4 hours in the car.
The sex starvation I was under at that time.
All right.
No, he's right. I mean, everything he's saying is hitting me right in the heart. He's 100% right. And I don't know if we're the only weirdos that went through this or if there's other guys listening to the show right now nodding their head like, yeah, I'll remember my quarter drive boner. The only thing that sucked about those long drives just for sex is I always felt bad when I got out of the car for the woman. Because, you know, like when you travel for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You're smelling gross.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
But I'm not, you know, if she's ready, I'm not going to get in the shower.
Let's do this.
Like a sissy.
I always smelled like cigars, too.
Like,
and multiple cigars I would have in those cars before I got there.
Yeah, I mean, I smelled like an ashtray, too. Yeah, this was not good for them. Why did they accept these invitations?
I don't know.
How
sad
were these women, man?
No, because you're right. Like, there was a ton of penis in those cities they were in.
Yeah.
You didn't need this one.
Right. Here I come.
We weren't handsome. We weren't successful.
No,
we
I was emaciated. Some of these chicks outweigh me by 10 to 15 pounds.
Yeah, 10 to 15. You're being generous, buddy. So listen, old guys.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad that you are willing to do this desperate stuff because it
but
makes
you're
sense.
You're still in the game, baby.
Yes.
Come on.
And by the way, if you are someone in your 40s, 50s, 60s single that thinking, oh, I'm not going to do something like that because that makes me look sad and desperate, you're just limiting yourself.
Yeah, right. It's better to. I would say it's better to go see that person than to assume it's a real person online.
Great point.
You know what I mean?
Great point. Yeah, you know, broaden your horizons and maybe you find somebody that you can spend time with.
True love.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, Pat.
Preach. True love and a quarter driving boner.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We here in the break room,
yeah,
above all, are here to look out for you.
Nice.
If you're driving this route every morning, you need to keep your eyes open the next couple of weeks, and for good reason.
What's happening?
Not only is the state trying to keep people safe, this could be the scariest place to drive in the greater Rochester area.
Could that be?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you take 104 on a regular basis,
yeah,
you're going to need to watch your ass coming up.
So heading past Webster.
Oh, I'll tell you. So the state announced they're going to be doing enhanced speed enforcement as the spring construction season begins. Mm. Story on Spectrum News last night says specifically between 104 and Ridgeway in the city and Culver in Irondequoit. So that stretch of 104.
Okay.
Now, once again, they're going to have state troopers dressing up like construction workers to run radar on people.
Ooh, yeah.
And get you.
Yeah.
So if you take that route, you're going to want to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And construction or not, if you take 104 on a regular basis, you should slow down. Because you can make the argument that 104, that whole stretch from where it starts in Greece all the way out to Orbakers, is one of the scariest places to drive in the greater Rochester area. For some reason, folks fly down 104.
Yeah.
You got people swerving in and out of
passing
traffic.
Passing people.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it kind of looks like 590, 493, 90.
But it's a road.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a road.
It has stoplights.
Stretch, yeah. You know?
And apparently, I didn't know this. Did you guys know this? When you get to the Bay Bridge, you're allowed to do 140 miles
an hour.
Because
it's like a little mini drag strip right there.
It's not, though. It's a road. And then when you get past Webster, it becomes 55 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But it also has street lights.
I know.
And then
I
it
never
goes down
understood
to,
that.
But then it also goes down to just single lane.
Yes.
And, I mean, there are places that you turn off of, too. Mm-hmm. So it's not even, you got to watch out for that.
Okay. People can pull
like
out
you go
in front
from,
of you.
You yes. know, 55 to zero.
Whoever in Ontario designed 104, it has to be the stupidest idea anyone's ever come up with. Because you will have people cruising at 70 that have to slam the brakes on when the light turns yellow. And like you said, Kimmy, having to make that left-hand turn into oncoming traffic with 70 miles an hour coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason the state is targeting 104 because even they say they're with their new speed enforcement program, that's the trucks
that
catch
you
with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
They have caught multiple drivers on 104 doing over 100 miles an hour through work zones.
Damn.
In the last year.
100 mile an hour.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
Multiple people going over 100 through work zones on 104.
Did I see one car was clocked at over like 130
or
something?
I saw that story too.
Damn, I don't even know what kind of car that is. That's pretty badass.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If it's not 104, what is the scariest place to drive in the greater Rochester area?
I will say this. One of the roads I always hate is Empire Boulevard going down into the bay.
Oh, okay. I get what
and
you're saying.
And how it kind of curves around. And there's nothing in between the oncoming traffic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they finally fixed it because it used to just be full of potholes. I always hated that road because then you got to go up and then there's people trying to come out of like those bars and restaurants right there.
Yeah.
And they pull out and sometimes they cross over the lane. Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, you're right. The fact that they're allowed to make a left turn out of those parking lots is insane.
But no lights.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That one I hate for sure.
No, you're right. That's a really bad one. I remember because you lived down that way back in the day. I had that busted ass truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's a steep hill.
How did you ever get up that
hill? Every time I would take that hill, I was worried that truck wasn't
going to make
it.
Did you have to make your girlfriend get out and walk?
No, your mom was not with me at that point. 252-WCMF. Kimmy? Okay, you do your thing. I'm sorry. We're talking about what might be the scariest place to drive in the greater Rochester area. You're right. I totally forgot about that. I will give credit where credit is due.
Like what?
Construction has made two of the former scariest places in Rochester to drive less scary.
Right.
490 West, getting onto 390 North, where Lyle Ave is.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a death trap. You had to fly lanes over to miss being forced off the Lyle Ave exit.
Yeah.
And it was borderline impossible during rush hour.
Well, they did all that construction for the last 10 years.
And they cleaned it up nice. And on the other side, coming that way from 390 South, trying to get to 490 East from that right lane, mm-hmm. you had to cross four lanes of traffic and then take a tight-ass NASCAR pin turn only to be let out into oncoming traffic from 490 on the other side. And both of those are so much easier after that construction.
Oh, yeah, they opened it up. Nice.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, as we're talking about what might be the scariest places to drive in Rochester. Let's talk to Keith. Hey, Keith. How are you, buddy?
Hey.
Hey. What's up, Keith?
So I am 65, and I grew up on Ridge Road, about five houses from Salt.
Okay.
Right before Xerox. There was no 104. There was no Bay Bridge.
So you guys had just said you had to take it as fast as you can and hope you cleared the gap there.
To go to Ontario, you had to drive past my house. So my brother and I would, when Spencer Speedway was running, sit outside with our little lawn chairs and can of root beer, wave at all the drivers and cars that went by out to Spencer. There was no 104. You had to get to Ontario through, that was 104. Empire Boulevard turned into 104.
All right.
And that's what Rose was roads. About that, the old country drag strip.
We didn't have no Bay Bridges.
And they used to fly 55 down that road, and it was 40.
Keith, thanks for the call, buddy.
And that hot rod Lincoln.
Have a good question.
I didn't think about how many old man calls we were going to get about roads today.
And that's fine. Look, if you old men want to ramble about roads, that's great. We'll just keep you on hold.
Rambling Road?
When did the Bay Bridge open? I thought that's been there forever.
I'm guessing when they built the interstate.
No, he just said that wasn't.
Well, around that time it would have been.
No.
So the interstate came around in the 50s and 60s?
Okay. Do you hear yourself? If he said he was in his 60s, he would have been born when you were born. You
so what was
man.
There before there?
Ferry.
There
was no.
So you had
to take a ferry. The old Webster Ferry. Put your car on ferry, go across.
Ronicoit Bay Bridge was built in 1967.
Wow.
Opened in 1967, I should say.
Yeah, because Eisenhower came up and they did that motorcade across it.
What did that sound like when he was here?
I don't know what Eisenhower sounds like. I don't think Eisenhower had much of an accent.
252-WCMF. Kimmy, what is the scariest place to drive in the greater Rochester area?
I think you kind of already mentioned it. It used to be where 490 met 390 and you'd merge.
Okay.
And if you didn't know that the one lane went straight to, is it Lyle?
Yeah,
you were stuck. You might as well just get off and get back on because there was no way you were making your way across those lanes to get back over.
It is funny. If you were driving on Lyle and you stopped at a stoplight, every time you would see someone like hands in the air cursing that they were forced to get off and they got to get back on again.
I would say 390 is just going past the airport and all that area. Always seems to have a lot of problems.
There are a lot of high traffic like merges, I guess.
Yeah. Don't forget, you had those pileups with the snow around the airport.
Until they fixed that issue. Yeah, but that's fixed again. I mean, look, again, credit. We always talk about the infrastructure and what a piece of garbage it can be around here.
What a piece of crap.
But they've done a lot to fix a lot of the scariest places. Okay.
I do also feel like the inner loop back in the day, nobody knew what the speed limit was. So like you'd have people flying, still going like 60, 65. Even though it was only, I think it's only 45, so you would get like people getting on and off, and that could get a little crazy.
Well, to your point, people figured out where cops couldn't hide, right? You couldn't hide on the air loop, and you can't hide on the Bay Bridge. Mm-hmm. So when people figure out where the cops aren't, for some reason, they just decide to floor.
Yeah, doesn't everybody, though?
I don't. You don't? You do 40 in a 65.
Yeah, but it's a fast 45.
He can't drive.
To lose 45.
He can't drive 55 because it makes him uncomfortable. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Facebook messages coming in. We're talking about how 104 between Ridge in the city. No, I'm sorry. That is Ridge. 104 in the city of Rochester going all the way out to Culver for the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing undercover traffic work. Speed traps.
Yeah.
With those cops that dress up like construction workers trying to catch people. And they're doing this because they want to keep the construction workers safe. And the state says that in the last year, they've had multiple people doing over 100 miles an hour through construction zones. But that's 104 is the scariest road
in Rochester. Yeah, all the way out to Sodus,
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Austin. Hey, Austin, what's up, buddy?
What up, Duffy? So I drive from that stretch of road every day to work. And then once I'm at work, I go all the way past Orbaker's to Sodus. And it's not that scary once you get past the city. But I would say that the scariest part, the driving in the city, would be like the 490 interchanges to 590 going both ways.
See, okay, it's funny because you're new to town, right? You came from Seattle a couple years ago?
That's right. Yeah.
everybody here is laughing at you because that's the old can of worms, bro, which was the scariest place in America to drive a car.
It was a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you guys asked about Rochester. I'm not talking about Seattle. Seattle has its own scary
stuff. No, I'm just saying, man, like where that was, what that used to be, was an instant death trap of driving the old can of
worms. They lost so many Austins on that road.
No, there was no one named Austin back then, ever.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, great call, Austin. Have a good rest of the day. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Dan writes us, the worst is Mount Reed Boulevard in the city. Why do you have two roads right next to each other? And you can turn from Mount Reed onto the other side roads and vice versa. But each side of Mount Reed is one way, even though they don't mark which way one way is. He's right. You know what he's talking
about? Yeah, there's like an access road that runs along Mount Reed Boulevard.
And you can take a left or right onto Mount Reed.
It's all that industrial park area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you get to like a stoplight on Mount Reed, and you take a right to get off Mount Reed on like Driving Park or is it Lexington, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they have a stop sign. So you have a green light, they have a stop sign. The amount of almost accidents I've seen.
That's a rough area.
How has it not been fixed?
Yeah.
How have they never done anything about that? Because that's been that way since I was in high school.
Wow.
Probably longer. Well, it's got to be longer. I don't know. I thought the Bay Bridge was built with the town. I just found out it was 67. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Sarah. Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Sarah. What do you got?
So I personally think that it gets a little bit hairy between Jefferson and 390, like by Jay's on West Henrietta.
Okay.
The lanes are kind of narrow. You get a lot of lights, and there's a lot of people who walk on the shoulder. So I think the sidewalks are inconsistent, and there's a lot of bus stops that go there. So people, like, late at night are just walking, and you can't really swerve, and you get potholes, so... I went to RIT, so I was there all the time, and it's just like, I don't know.
No, she's right. When West Henrietta becomes Brighton, why did they make the lanes 5 inches wide? Because I thought that was just in my head, Sarah. I'm glad you said it, too, because I thought I was imagining that.
No. And then during, like, rush hour, it gets, like, really busy, and you still got buses and stuff. So, yeah, it's congested and a little messy.
Sarah, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. So... going west
on
West Henrietta Road in Brighton, right around Jay's Diner.
Mm-hmm.
The potholes there are ridiculous.
Okay.
You got people swerving
all over
the place.
Where the Delta Sonic is and all that stuff?
So that part of the road is fine.
Right.
It's in Brighton where it's bad.
Oh, okay, coming up.
What they tried to do to fix the
north
potholes.
North of the Jeff.
Yeah, right. Okay. What they tried to do to fix the potholes was to lay down like this long strip of pavement.
Oh.
But for some reason, that pavement like pitches up. It's like a mountain. So your car is literally moving while you're not controlling it, and the lanes are super narrow.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's what I imagine a spaceship race would be like. It's horrifying. Horrifying. And it's been that way forever.
Yeah, they never fixed it.
No.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing here, people?
Come on.
No, it's amazing. I mean, maybe like with 104, with West Henrietta Road.
Yeah.
Do we just become used to it?
Yeah.
It
becomes your normal. Like you learn how to navigate things.
But I'm never not uncomfortable on West Ridge. I'm never not uncomfortable on Mount Reed when I got to take a turn. I've never, lock on wood, had any accidents or anything.
Yeah.
But you would think like with the way those things are designed, there would be accidents every day. But maybe we just...
I would still say 104 to me is probably the most dangerous road.
At least it's a stretch.
Yeah, but it's like one of those roads where you could hit an outboard motor.
You know, you bring
and there ain't no boat.
You bring a great point. You got a lot of people driving their toys on 104, too.
Everybody's taking their boats up back and forth from all over, and RVs.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll get that combo car, RV, motorcycle trailer. It's just like a chain of, like, toys.
You know what other road's, like, a little sketchy? You may not use it that often. Is it King's Highway that runs through, like, Durand?
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of, like, tight turns on that road. So, I mean, like... I don't know what the speed limit is, but if you're going a little too fast, you could kind of white knuckle it a little bit through there.
Like the deer, and I'm always worried about a tree falling
too,
over
right.
or something.
Like at night? Yeah.
You're right. 252 WCMF will take one more call. We sound like a bunch of bitches.
Mm-hmm. Old people.
I don't like driving
too much.
Crazy roads. Rick's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ricky, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, King's Highway, and ironically, also known as Snake Road, and the speed limits change when you're going around the bends. Sometimes it's 20, 25 or whatever, but most of it is like 30, 35 miles an hour. So my stretch is from Kodak, Lake Avenue, from Kodak all the way down to the Parkway, because these people are just flying. And a lot of times RPD sits out there when it's time for everybody to go to work and stuff. But Lake Avenue between, you know, Kodak, you know, 104, mm-hmm. and all the way to the Parkway, it's crazy. And then you got the idiots on the, these crotch rockets and screaming, you know. So I live in Shalott, and on a hot Saturday night in the middle of summer, it's quite entertaining, and there's a lot of accidents on there. So,
all right, well,
and they designed that road wrong too. You know, I think it should be one road, you know, two lanes, one north, one south, and the center lane should be a turning lane.
Rick, listen, man. If they designed it any different, Lou Gramm wouldn't have a shot at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Sunday.
That's so
you know,
true.
Yeah. Well, God bless Lou Gramm. Hey, thanks, guys. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Rick. I've lived in this town my whole life.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever be funnier to me than a guy from Rochester over the age of 50 complaining about those Ninja motorcycles. Because not only do you get passion, you get the Rochester accent on crotch racket. He's got his crotch racket.
And that's been a complaint every summer since what, like the year 2000?
Oh, yeah.
All the crotch rackets. All right, everybody on hold. We got to move on. I appreciate the call. Be safe out there.
Yes.
Slow down. Mm-hmm. Widen the roads. Stop putting side roads next to real roads. You know, we see artists honor other artists that inspire them all the time.
Sure.
You know, you see them cover their biggest songs, mm-hmm. right? Step in when somebody passes away in the band for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never seen anything like this.
What the hell happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. James Hetfield from Metallica.
Yeah.
You're familiar, right?
Yeah.
Set himself on fire, plays guitar.
Mm-hmm. Likes to sue people.
One of his biggest influences, according to him, is Motorhead. Specifically, Lemmy from Motorhead.
Okay.
And we all know a couple years ago, Lemmy passed away.
Yeah.
And Lemmy was an extreme, extreme guy.
Mm-hmm.
All guns a-blazing, all stop, no go.
Yeah.
To honor Lemmy, James Hetfield got a new tattoo.
Okay.
Standard, all right. Yeah. Except the tattoo ink is made with the ashes of Lemmy.
Oh. You could do that?
Apparently you can. James Hetfield's new tattoo contains the human remains of Lemmy.
How is that legal?
I don't know.
Medically, that doesn't sound like a good idea. Lemmy or any guy.
Well, I mean, Lemmy especially.
Pretty not healthy.
Yeah. I mean, think all the things. So not healthy, he had that thing on his face for like the last 40 years of his life.
Maybe you cook out all the unhealth when you cremate. Like you burn all that off.
Would you want to risk it, though?
No.
Yeah,
especially, like, you know, your wife's one thing.
Mm.
The most unhealthy drug guy of all time, right? I don't.
Yeah.
Just having an allergic reaction or something like that alone, you know?
Yeah. Now, by the way, I did my old man misspeak because I said Lemmy died a couple years ago. He died in 2015.
Oh.
Wow.
It's been 9 years.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I know.
So
the world changed, man.
Hetfield, talking to the BBC, said that Lemmy inspired him in ways that he couldn't describe. Said without him, there wouldn't be a Metallica. When he was around him, he felt like things were going to be okay.
Never thought of that guy as being like that kind of a musician, though.
Well, Motorhead had a major influence. We're not going
to. I don't know.
I'm not going to have this conversation with you.
I wouldn't put him up. I wouldn't put him top shelf. I need a tattoo of this dude.
Okay, if he inspired you to live your dream
right.
and you had major success at it.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Mm. The phone number is 252 WCMF 252-9263. We've known each other a long time.
20 years.
Yep, worked together. You know. You're on your deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And as the party's wrapping up, I go to you and I go, listen, I've meant so much to you. I want to get a tattoo with your remains.
Mm.
Would you give me the okay?
Yeah, what do I care?
It wouldn't bother you that you're going to be in my body for the rest of my life?
No, but I'm going to be gone. And I don't think I'm going to be hovering over watching you. So my belief is when you're gone, you're just gone. I'm going to be a bag of fertilizer anyway, so what do I care?
No, I understand, but it wouldn't freak you out that I want to put your body in my body.
No. You make it sound...
How about Saturday?
You make it sound so erotic. You're just getting a tattoo. I want your body inside my body.
It's his body.
Yes, but it's ashes.
Would you want to know what the tattoo was of, at least?
It's going to be something stupid.
She brings up a good point.
I mean, like, that would be my, it would be less of why do you want to use my ashes and more like, well, what is it, what's the tribute going
to
be?
Would you ask that question of your husband if he asked for this permission to do this?
Like, if he asked, if I went first
God
and
forbid,
he wanted to use
something
my,
terrible?
Yeah, I would definitely, I'd be like, so what are you going to get?
Wait, you wouldn't trust him to get a tattoo that you felt honored?
It would be your
portrait.
Well,
not even so much that I would trust him, but you've seen those kind of things go bad where it's like somebody gets a picture of somebody, it doesn't look like that person. You know what I mean?
But like Tommy said, you're not going to be here
to
see
no,
it.
No, I understand.
I mean, do you believe in an afterlife?
I don't know what I believe. Right. I want to hope there's something.
All right. So you believe that like, you
don't have
to
like a specific belief in
that?
You'd
be hovering
even,
over.
She doesn't even hope she wants to hope. Yeah. I'm not going to try, but yeah. I'll try to try.
If it works out.
Crossing my fingers.
Right.
I mean, it's an interesting idea.
It's an honor. You want to wear this person on you for the rest of your life,
but
and
again,
it's permanent.
It happened 9 years after he died, so it's not even like Lemmy got to hear about it.
Yeah, he did kind of drag his ass on this guy that was such a major influence, too.
Unless it took a while to get a hold of his ashes. By the way, Lemmy, this isn't the first story that Lemmy's ashes made. After he passed away as part of his like memorial funeral, they fired off like a shell with his ashes in it, much Hunter S. Thompson style.
All right.
Okay.
So they weren't even all that. They're pretty... kind of lackadaisical with this dude's body.
Yeah,
a lot
fast
of different
and loose
things.
With Lemmy. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But I mean, it kind of fits the what you know.
Yeah,
of
he
Lemmy.
Was fast and loose, right?
Yeah. 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. James Hetfield of Metallica just got a new tattoo. The ink of the tattoo contains the ashes of Motorhead's Lemmy. And he talks about how important Lemmy was to him. Without Lemmy, there is no Metallica. So an urn containing some of the ashes of Lemmy will also be displayed at a heavy metal music festival in August, and then it will be permanently displayed at a UK music venue called Rock City, where Motorhead did 10 shows between 87 and 2006.
Right, so you can go see his ashes.
In a rock...
museum?
No, it's a concert venue.
No, but this last thing where it's going to be
it's a venue. It says...
venue? Okay.
Yeah, it says UK rock music venue, Rock City. Is that cool or is that weird?
To go see somebody's urn?
Well, like you if you were going to a show, you wouldn't even be going to see the urn. You would just walk by Lemmy.
Yeah.
Okay.
On your way to see, like, you know, Poison.
Yeah. I don't know.
Doesn't freak you out?
No.
If I wasn't ready for it, I think that might freak me.
Oh, yeah. If you're not expecting that.
Yeah,
that would be a little...
some Lemmy stuff?
Well, no, just like that's Lemmy's... yeah, that's Lemmy right there.
There he is.
There he is. I came here for the. I was looking for the merch table, and there's Lemmy's body. Like when we were in England, my wife made me go to Westminster Abbey.
Well, that's number one right there, buddy.
And I had to meet her there because she was somewhere else with the kids. Yeah. And I was like, I walk in, and they don't tell you when you're walking into the church. There's crypts.
Yeah, I would think London is going to be slammed with dead dudes,
bro. There's dead people everywhere.
Think how long they've been an empire,
yeah.
Right?
But like as you're walking,
gotta go back 200-300 years.
As you're walking into this church, it's literally like two dozen bodies just right next to you.
Here's the weirdest thing: all related, they're all first cousins.
But some of those bodies have been there for like 1,000 years.
Right, there's a 1,000-year-old,
hundreds of years. No, it could be
get run over by a dinosaur. You know, 1,000-year-old dude.
There are plenty of people who have been dead 1,000 years. Like everybody that lived,
they would have been
eaten
by the dinosaurs.
Okay.
Like the first queen would have been completely annihilated.
What would it sound like if the first queen...
I'll get it off of me! This pterodactyl thing! This flying lizard is killing me!
Is there someone you wouldn't want to have your ashes as a tattoo?
Yeah, some people that don't like me so much.
Just get a giant turd on their arm.
Jesus Christ, you go right there? You've been holding that one right there, huh? Giant turd.
I don't know. If
they
don't
you think
like
of me a giant turd?
No, but if they didn't like you, why would they get a tribute?
Like, I knew my two ex-wives would put something nasty on their body. If they were going to do it. Yeah, my ex-wives, I knew they would do something horrible.
But no, what if after the fact they realize, you know what, we spent time together, I loved it. I mean, there are plenty of people who, after someone passes, realize, look, I treated this person a poor way.
I think the longer they think about it, the worse the tattoo's going to get.
Here's the other thing I would fear, too, because I was unaware this was a thing.
Right? Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Can you Google how common this is? Like, see if there's a place you can go? My fear now that this is, like, out in the open publicly with, you know, James Hetfield getting Lemmy's ashes in ink for a tattoo.
Yeah.
People that would want you to do this or think you would want to do this after they passed away.
Oh, like, ask you? Like, almost, like, in tribute?
Yeah. Like, if my old man was, like, on his deathbed. Yeah. Like, you know, hey, okay, just so you know, if you want to use my ashes to get a tattoo, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You kind of have to do it.
You don't have to do it. You just say you're going to do it. Well, again, I don't believe there's an afterlife, so I will tell anybody anything they want to hear because I don't think there's any consequence.
It's not about him looking over me in heaven. It's about everyone else that would find out he said do that and think I'm a monster for promising, yes, I would do that.
You can still do it. Yeah, but I've been trying to find an artist. Nobody wants to do it.
Is that it?
Yeah. The industry's changed, man.
You know,
it went all corporate.
You bring up a good point. Do you have to find like a specialty tattoo artist?
I guess somebody that knows how to do that. Because I'm guessing the ink is different because it's got ashes in it.
Again.
You got to shake it up.
You do. It does sound like you have to like send the ashes away to get it put into ink.
Okay.
And then it goes to the artist or whoever.
God damn, what does that cost?
Yeah, it says there's like a whole like sterilization process.
Well, that answers our first question.
But the tattoos are expensive.
Yeah.
Especially detailed crap like that.
This is not cheap.
Like if you're gonna get like your dad's portrait or something, that's probably like $1,000.
Well, especially my dad, because it's gonna take up so much space.
Oh, you're getting life size.
Well, no, just his spiky hair. Well, no, like, there's other things people have done with their loved ones' ashes. In fact, there's a whole business. We've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
You can turn their ashes into gems and like stones to put into jewelry.
Mm-hmm. I had that piece of jewelry that my brother had made of my mother's ashes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's probably a little bit still around.
You monster.
I didn't pour it.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not talking about having something with the ashes inside.
You're talking about the ashes are turned into something.
Yes, you can turn the actual ashes into a stone and wear it as like a necklace or a ring or something.
You know what would be cool to get? Is an actual bone. If you're going to do it.
No.
Now, hold on. You say no, you don't hear.
When you start with actual bone, I'm out.
A bone of the person you love, and you make that into a necklace. Like a charm.
You can
carve it.
You can turn ashes into diamonds.
We're just talking about that when you were on the phone. No, but like, no, bro. Have you ever seen?
Like, let's say you took a bone, like the shin bone or something like that.
No, you
and then you would fashion it into bone?
It's gross, that's man. Very, it's weird.
Yeah. That's gross, but but ink, skin ink.
Yeah, but you don't know that looking at it.
Well, you wouldn't even know. You could. It could be carved. It could have a saying in it.
Have you ever like what?
I don't know.
I've run out of ideas.
No, but let's say your family, like you know, people have like sayings they say or something like that.
People so have that, sayings.
Something things that mean something to them.
Don't take my bone, written on the front. No, like, okay, so I went to Aquinas.
Yeah.
And St. Thomas Aquinas, who is the, you know,
patron. Yeah, you could have like your school, like the, whatever the crest is.
What I'm trying to say is they have a piece of St. Thomas Aquinas's bone in the school.
Really?
Get the hell out of
it's
there.
It's a relic. Yeah, it's a
you can see it?
Yes, it's a Catholic. It's on display. It's a tiny little chip. But it's a Catholic thing. They have what's called relics, and like they take pieces of saints and they send them all over the world to be housed places. Well, I mean, look.
What do you think it actually is?
They say it's him. I mean, he was...
Like, what, part of the bone?
No, like, do you think it's actually a bone?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. But, like, every time I would walk by it, because it's in the hallway.
Yeah.
Every time I would walk by it, it was always kind of weird.
Kind of creepy.
Like, that could be a piece of a man that lived 1,000 years ago.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
All right, awesome.
252-WCMF. Let's take one call. Tom's on CMF. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. What do you got?
My father passed away in March of 2018, and we had him cremated. And about 4 months later, I went and got a tattoo with a quote from Jimmy Valvano, and I got his ashes put in it.
Okay, what did it? Okay, first of all, sorry about your father.
Wait, the basketball coach?
Yeah, never give up.
That was his tattoo.
Ever give up.
You know, you could have just bought the T-shirt or the tie.
Tom, what did it cost to have your father's ashes shipped away, get the ink, and have the work done?
I actually didn't go with the route of shipping them out. One of my good friends owned a tattoo shop in Rochester, and he just had me sign like an extra waiver, like that if I got an infection or something, he wasn't liable, basically, and that was it.
Oh, so he just put the ashes right in the ink.
Yeah, I brought a small portion of the ashes with me. He took like a small spoon, took the ashes out, put them in the cup before he put the ink in. And then put the ink in and then mix it all together.
So you loved your dad so much and you wanted to get this done, but you cheaped out on what you wanted to spend. You got your buddy Rusty Pete's tattoo shop on Lyle to
do
this for you.
He was cheap too, so he was
all right.
It's what he would have wanted.
Family tradition of cheap.
Exactly.
Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks. All right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
On the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.